You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, tribulation's coming. Why? I'm going to explain it to you from the pages of your own Bible. So hang on to your seats and let's go. Basically, this country violates 81 of the 133 categories of law that God commands us to observe if we are going to be in a covenant relationship with Him. Now, Christianity makes the claim that they're a covenant relationship with God. However, he said in Leviticus 26, starting in verse 14, if you do not obey me and do not observe all these commands, and if you despise my statutes, or if your soul abhors my judgments, so that you do not perform all my commandments, but break my covenant, I will also do this to you. And then he starts with curses. That is what Christianity, and not only Christianity, this whole country despises God's laws, and the religious leaders despise them and teach the people in the congregation not to obey them. Verse 18, continuing on where we left off yesterday, and after all this, if you do not obey me, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins. I will break the pride of your power. I will make your heavens like iron and your earth like bronze, and your strength will be spent in vain, for your land will not yield its produce, nor the trees of the land yield their fruit. Then if you walk contrary to me and are not willing to obey me, I will bring on you seven times more plagues according to your sins. So first he punishes us with plagues, and then he punishes us if we don't repent and start obeying his laws. He's going to up the ante and punish us seven times more for our plagues. And now here where we read that if that doesn't get our attention, and if we still refuse to repent, then he's going to punish us seven times more than that. So we got plagues, then we got times seven, then times another seven, which is 49 times, and then times seven again. Boy, that should, 340 some times, that should get our attention. But then he says in verse 22, I will also send wild beasts among you, at which shall rob you of your children, wild beasts that drag our children away. You think that would get people's attention. Destroy your livestock, make you few in number, and your highways shall be desolate. All of these things, all for the purpose to get us to repent. And if by these things you are not reformed by me, but walk contrary to me, then I also will walk contrary to you and punish you seven times for your sins. Okay? So here, let's go through this real quick. We got seven. We got the plagues, and then times seven. That equals 49. Times seven equals 343. Times seven, which is where we're at right now, 2,401 times over for our sins. Verse 25, and I will bring a sword against you that will execute the vengeance of the covenant. When you are gathered together within your cities, I will send pestilence among you, and you shall be delivered into the hand of the enemy. Boy, please don't let this happen to you. Please repent of your sins. Please stop abhorring God's laws, embrace them, and love Him. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.